WNTN Radio Boston, welcome back to my show, to my bilingual show, Italy Echo. And today I'm very happy to host Rita Susi. So Rita, welcome, benvenuta.
Grazie, grazie, molto piacere.
Molto piacere. So introduce yourself and tell us what do you do for the Italian American community?
Well, I was born and raised in the North End. My parents immigrated in the early 60s, and they both were business people in the North End. My dad was a butcher. My mom was a seamstress. And our family just grew and settled there. And living there, you cannot escape the Italian community, although it's very different now, but growing up, it was evident on every street corner, every business you walked into. And being that my parents were members of the business community, they knew a lot of people and they were involved in a lot of events that occurred, a lot of, small celebrations to the big celebrations that we all know of in the North End that take place now. So the Federazione di Associazione Italo-Americane of New England sort of came out as an umbrella to sort of encapsulate all of these associations that exist within New England. And we have associations of Sicilians, of Calabrese, Abruzzese, Napoletani, and they each did their own thing and they had their own traditions and events. But there was a little bit of a gap in connecting them all. So the Federazione was created as a one place where everyone, all associations can share their ideas, share their events, communicate more broadly with throughout the Italian American community, not only in their little town and city, but throughout New England. And so I always grew up around this. And as I became older, studied, we spoke Italian at home naturally, but we spoke mostly in dialect. But I studied Italian in high school, and then I went on to study Italian in college and in graduate school. And I became more and more involved because I noticed, well, a lot of us noticed an older generation, and they needed some new, fresh blood to come up with new ideas, but also to give longevity to all of this hard work that they have put into creating these associations.
Thank you, Rita, for what you do. And tell us, what is Comites?
Comites is an organization that was established in 1985. And Comites representatives are representatives in the Italian community that are actually voted on by Italiani all'estero, so Italians living abroad. Many of your listeners might recognize this form that comes in the mail from the Italian consulate with the list of names, and you check off the people that you'd like to vote for, fold it back, send it in back into the Italian consulate. And the Comites was created, and was created essentially to be an extension of the Italian consulate, an arm, a point of reference in each community. So if you are living in an area where you cannot get to the Italian consulate because of our restrictions or distance, you can reach out to a Comites representative and they can help you. They can guide you. If they cannot help you, they can certainly put you in touch with somebody on the at the government level to help you with simply getting a passport, trying to get your Italian dual citizenship. things to do with property or studying abroad. So Comites is a group of 19 people who spread out throughout New England and who work very hard to get out there in the Italian community, most especially with the elderly community that do not have access to online and maybe cannot have access to online forms where they can get information that they need. So it's been very, very helpful.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rita. So now we're going to talk about 2 Giugno. So 2 Giugno in Italy is Festa mm-hmm. della Repubblica, and we're going to celebrate Festa della Repubblica here on June 4th. Tell us yes. what to expect.
So this year is a little different and we're very excited. In the past, we have celebrated it in Boston, in the city of Boston, at Christopher Columbus Park. And this year, due to logistics and scheduling, we have the honor of being hosted by the city of Medford. And the event is taking place at the Condon Shell Park on Mystic Valley Parkway. And what is going to be different compared to how it was celebrated in the North End is that we are having vendors. Mm-hmm. So we have that we're having a wine and beer garden. We are having vendors like Brelundi from Waltham selling oh. arancini and Sicilian desserts. We have, let's see, I have a list of we have, where is my list of people?
Deep Cuts Brewery.
Yes, Deep Cuts Brewery, who's having a wine and beer garden. We're having Vault
Restaurant.
Mm-hmm. selling some Italian pasta dishes and also non-food items. We have t-shirt vendors. We're having some activities for kids, like face painting, balloon art, sand art. So we're trying to make it very all-inclusive mm-hmm. for Italians and lovers of all things Italian. You certainly do not need to be Italian to attend. And our music program will hopefully draw in a lot of people. We have our local entertainers, Ross Zagami and Enzo Amara, and those who are familiar with the music scene and the Italian-American community here in Massachusetts certainly know these two gentlemen. And we have entertainers from Rhode Island, also part of Comites, who are volunteering their time as DJ and as a singer. And our headliner is Alberto Profeta, who is a tenor. And he will be in Boston, in Gloucester, and in Waltham all weekend long performing. And the event on June 4th is going to be a free event for everyone.
Fantastic, fantastic. I'll make sure to be there. And why is it important to celebrate the Festa della Repubblica?
You know, it's important for so many reasons. There, if you speak to all of these Italian American associations that were formed, whether they were formed by, you know, 20 men from the same village in Abruzzo who get together once a week to play cards, to a bigger association, their main goal is to pass on tradition, to pass on these customs, not to lose them. Because although they left their countries 30, 40, 50 years ago, they did not leave behind their traditions and their love of the culture and the food and the stories. And one of the things that I love about being around, especially members of the Italian American community of an older age, is that they all have a beautiful story and some of hardship of why they came to the United States, why they traveled, why they left behind the Bell'Italia, and they decided to come to a country where they did not know the language, did not have much, but they thrived and they created businesses and they raised their families. And these stories are so important. These traditions and these customs are so important. And I think celebrating Festa della Repubblica draws all of these things together. And our goal is to not lose that storyline and is to hopefully one day record these stories, whether it be, in written form or in video form, but to record these stories, to learn traditions, explore different traditions, and have it live for generations to come. I mean, I love sharing it with my nieces and nephews. And, you know, at as a young age, you bring them to enjoy the festivities, mm-hmm. the fun part, the balloons and the clowns and all that stuff. But you hope that it instills in them a story maybe, or something that they learned, or something new that they tasted, and that their curiosity builds. We just got confirmation from Medford schools that students of Italian language in the Medford schools will be there to sing the Italian national anthem, the American national anthem, and to do a small presentation on what it means to celebrate Festa della Repubblica. So, and now this is a much younger generation than us. And it's going to be beautiful to see.
Absolutely. And also Consul General of Italy, Arnaldo Minuti, will be there at 11 a.m.
Yes, he will be there. The mayor of Medford will be there, Brianna Lungo Kern, along with the Consul General, Arnaldo Minuti. And they will have a chance to talk about what it means to them. And this year, this will be the Consul General's first event since coming into Boston earlier this year. So it'll be exciting to hear from him.
Very exciting. Thank you so much for joining us today, and vi aspettiamo tutti.
Sì, vi aspettiamo tutti il 4 giugno.
Il 4 giugno. Grazie Rita Susi per essere stata con noi.
Prego, prego. Grazie a lei.